Hosea chapter 1, the beginning of the word of Yahweh that came to Hosea in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. When Yahweh spoke at first by Hosea, Yahweh said to Hosea, "Go take for yourself a wife of prostitution and children of unfaithfulness, for the land commits great adultery, forsaking Yahweh." So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. So, Hosea is the prophet of God, he's a spiritual person, he has to marry an unfaithful woman who he knows from the start is a very unfaithful woman. And the whole story here in Hosea is about God's love and his relationship with his unfaithful people. And all the feelings that Hosea has in this very difficult relationship and marriage that he has are the feelings of God. So, when we later read in Hosea about God's judgments, you're going to find that they're all sort of using the language of a man in relationship with a bad woman. So it's a strange relationship between the prophet and the prostitute, but that's really the strangeness of God's relationship with you and me. So he takes Gomer, and she conceives and bore him a son. Yahweh said to him, "Call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel on the house of Jehu, and will cause the kingdom of the house of Israel to cease. It will happen in that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." She conceived again and bore a daughter. Then he said to him, "Call her name Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer have mercy on the house of Israel, that I should in any way pardon them." Now when she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. He said, "Call his name Lo-Ammi, for you are not my people, and I will not be yours." So they had a baby boy, and he calls his name "Not Mine." And it's quite clear what had happened, that there was Hosea loving this wife of his, but she was sleeping with other men because she was a prostitute. And she gets pregnant, says, "Yes, dear, this is yours," and gives birth to the baby. "Oh, yes, darling, we've had a baby boy. Here you are, my husband. Here you are. Hold our baby son in your hand." He looks at the baby in his arms and says, "Not mine. Lo-Ammi, not my people." So you see the pain that Hosea must have gone through with this woman. And this really is God's pain that he had with Israel and with us. And you think, well, why didn't God just walk out of it? Well, he doesn't, quite simply because he loves Israel and he loves us, just like Hosea stayed in with this woman. Now, of course, under the law of Moses, if your wife committed adultery, he could have killed her, he could have put her through the trial of jealousy, but he takes a higher level. He forgives her. It's the same with us when people sin against us. You've got a range of options, but the highest level is always to forgive. So God goes on, and after this child is born and called Lo-Ammi, for you are not my people, he says, "Yet the number of the children of Israel will be as the sand of the sea, which can't be measured nor numbered. And it will come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, 'You are not my people,' they will be called sons of the living God. The children of Judah and the children of Israel will be gathered together, and they will appoint themselves one head and will go up from the land, for great will be the day of Jezreel." So Hosea had the hope that this child that was not his would somehow become his. He was willing to adopt the child and to treat it as if it were his. And this speaks of God's plan to somehow make his purpose work. And so don't think that God gives up on you or on anybody. He wants to make his purpose work, despite all the pain that he goes through because of us.